Chazar Zeichen Nishma Zabachi Cheskel Shlag Ben Avram Yehuda. Sech the Shabbos Daf Yudalad. Gemara begins by giving a reason for the 10 Gezeris that we brought down in the previous Mishnah, in the Mishnah quoted in the Gemara, that gave the first 10 Gezeris that they were geyser in the attic by Hananya Mechizkiya Ben Garain. The first one was that if someone eats food that was a rishon l'tumah, and the second one was someone eats a food that was a sheni l'tumah, the person himself becomes a sheni. Why, even though food really can't make a person tumah, but they were geyser sheni dekatumah on such a person. Why were they geyser? Because the reason is like this: if someone maybe would eat food that is tumah and then drink a little truma liquid, so the tumah dek of food would make the truma tumah in that case. Therefore, they made it that the person himself became tumah by eating it. Therefore, he's tum and he wouldn't even pick up the trumadic liquid. And the same thing for the other way. If he's drinking a regular liquid that's tum and he picks up a piece of truma to put in his mouth, and if he does that, it would become tummy from the tumadic liquid. So they were geyser that the person becomes tummy by drinking the tumadic liquid. So therefore, he wouldn't even pick up the truma to begin with. Next gzera was that full yoim that goes to the mikveh, and then he takes a bath in mayim shuvim, a shower in mayim shuvim. He's again tummy, he has to go to the mikveh again. The reason for this gzera is because every day he used to go to the mikveh in the cave, in the water in a cave that was smelly. So after they would go to the mikveh, they would then come out and take a bath or a shower in fresh water. And eventually people said that they were afraid that people were going to say that it's the fresh water shower that's bringing the tahara, not the mikveh. So to make sure that doesn't happen, they were geyser that they become tamei by taking the shower. Next, we said a tar b'derek, a person who puts 3 lugan of water that is poured over him, he also becomes a sheni. Why? Because over here, if we weren't geyser on a tar b'derek, a person, he becomes tamei when he puts mayim shuvim over him. Then the last gzeira, regarding a tful yoim who gets mayim shuvim on, would never stick. So therefore, they had to make this gzeira for the last gzeira. Next, they were geyser a sefer of Tanakh, like a sefer Torah. The parchment has a din of a sheni also. So Mishashi over there explains that people would put their truma next to the sefer Torah. They said that the truma is kodesh and the sefer Torah is kodesh, and the mice would come for the food and would damage the sefer Torah. So therefore, they said the sefer Torah is din of a sheni, so that they shouldn't put the truma food next to the sefer Torah, and it shouldn't lead to this damage. Next, they were geyser that stam yadayim have a din of a sheni. The reason for this is because hands are constantly moving and they touch dirty or sweaty areas, and if those dirty and sweaty hands then touch truma, would lead to the truma being destroyed and becoming disgusting and being wasted. So they were geyser that you can't eat truma unless you first wash your hands. A braisa says that hands that touch the sefer Torah also have a din of a sheni. This braisa was obviously taught before the gzera of overall hands always having a din of a sheni, because that's why they were first geyser on hands that touch the sefer Torah. Later on, there were geyser that stam yadayim, all yadayim have a din of a sheni. The next gzera was that a tful yoim has a din of a sheni, but the Gemara asked, that's learned from a pasuk. That's not a gzera. The Gemara says in a chanami, the din of a tful yoim has to be removed from the list of gzeras. It was not one of the gzeras, rather it's a deraisa. Next gzera was that food that became tummy from tummy dika liquids have a din of a sheni also, even though normally liquid can't make food tummy. And this can't be talking about when the liquid itself became tummy from touching a sheret, because then the liquid is a rishon and the food does become a sheni. So that's not a gzera. So rather, we're talking about the liquids that became tummy from being touched by stam yadayim. So that liquid itself is only became tummy from stam yadayim, and the gzera is that such liquids, if they now touch food, the food will become a sheni as a gzera for a case when the liquids became tummy from actually touching a sheretz. Next there was that if kalim come tame from touching tamadika mashkim, tamadika liquids, it makes the keli a sheni. Midiraisa kalim would only become tame if the liquids were tame from an avatuma. If the liquid itself is an avatuma, meaning if liquid came from a zov where the liquid itself is an avatuma, that type of liquid could even deraisa make a keli tame. So that we won't, that's not part of the gzera. Rather, we're talking about liquids that became tame from touching a sheretz, which is only a rishon. A rishon midiraisa can't make kalim tame. It's only midirabbanon. They said that this type of liquid would make the keli tame for a gzera for a case when the liquid comes straight from a zov, in which case it would make a tame deraisa. Now, these 18 gzeiros, we said, were made by the Talmidim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because they're the ones who went up into the attic over there, and they were geyser in all these cases. So we were saying that they're the ones who were geyser on Stam Yadayim. We find there was actually Shammai and Hillel themselves who were geyser on Stam Yadayim. And we can't say that Shammai and Hillel were actually over there in the attic along with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because that would mean that they argued in many different places, but in all these 18 places. But we find that Shammai and Hillel actually only argued in 3 places, not in 18 places. So it can't be that Shammai and Hillel themselves were up there in the attic arguing about these things and had to take a vote on them. You also can't say that Shammai and Hillel came along and were geyser initially, that Stam Yadayim just make truma, that it makes it tummy, that only that you have to let it rot, but you wouldn't burn it. And then the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel came along and were geyser, that you actually have to burn it when it gets touched by such hands, because Ilfa says that the initial gzera on Stam Yadayim was that truma that's touched by them has to be burned. Rather, the Gemara says initially Shammai and Hillel were geyser, but the Olam, the people did not accept this gzera from them. Later on, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were geyser again on the same thing, and at that time the people were mekabel from them. They accepted the gzera. We find that it was actually Shloimeh HaMelech who was geyser on Stam Yadayim, not even Hillel and Shammai. Mar says Shloimeh was geyser at Stam Yadayim make Kaddishim Tomei. But then Hillel and Shammai came along and said that Stam Yadayim even make Truma Tomei. Then Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai came along and their gzera was finally accepted.